You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily. Football season here. That means it's time for wings, beer, and countless TVs full of gridiron action at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Cleveland Browns franchise record holder for most passing yards in a game. Cleveland Browns franchise record holder for most consecutive games with 300 yards passing. Cleveland Browns franchise record holder for most yards passing in a three-game stretch. Josh McCown. I spoke with him about that game against Baltimore and the big win. Here's what he had to say.
All right, Josh. Record-setting game yesterday, 457 yards. You now hold the franchise record for the most yards in a game, most yards in a three-game stretch. What's clicking right now?
You know, I really feel like it reflects our preparation. The coaches do a great job every week of, you know, from the start, you know, from Monday after we finish up the previous game's film to getting our eyes on the next opponent and the plan and getting that, you know, the call sheet to us Tuesday night to the week of work. It's been good. And so I think that's what's allowed us to play the way we played. And so we want to keep that up. But it's neat when you feel like things are starting to come together because you really feel like you can build on it. And I think that's where we're at right now.
When you came here and you signed with the Browns and you heard, all right, we're going to be the toughest team and we're going to run the football and we're going to play great defense, did you ever think there was going to be even a chance that you're going to have three straight games over 340 yards passing?
Yeah, well, I think all those things are said because that's the plan, but we also said, it was made clear to me, we want to be able to do both. We want to be able to get into a game and do what's needed to win the football game. And so right now, our ability to throw the ball is what's helped us compete and be in games and win games. And so I think that's where we're at. But I don't think it takes away from – there's still the goal, you know, of our team is to play great defense and to run the ball. And so we're still working towards that. But right now we're able to – as we're getting there, we're able to, you know, supplement that with a good passing game. And so I'm thankful that we'll be able to do both effectively.
Now, I know you talked to Peter King and you told him, you know, what happened in Tampa didn't sit well with you and you didn't want to be what you said called a one-hit wonder with your time in Chicago. Well, clearly that is not the case anymore. How gratifying is it at this stage in your career to be playing the best football you've ever played?
I mean, very gratifying just from the sense that just to be on this team with a group of guys that are working to build something, that's what's, you know, gives you the most gratification, I think, is that you feel it from OTAs to camp to week one to now. There's ground that's being gained and we're trusting the process as we go through it. And so those are the things that excite me. And you're right, it was something at leaving Tampa that I definitely wanted to go have an opportunity to kind of make better, because it just the people around me, my support system and myself, just understanding the circumstances that we went through in Tampa, and it was just unfortunate, and just the belief that, you know, it could be better and it can be done better. And so that was the thought process coming here. And so I've been able to, you know, join this team and be a part of what they're doing. And so just trying to do my part in helping us win games.
Talk about John DeFilippo. This is the first year the guys call him plays in the NFL, and you guys are already setting records.
Yeah, you know, I can't say enough about Flip. That was one of the things coming here. You know, I worked with Flip back in Oakland years ago, and so you never know how far a guy's football has evolved and come. He's always, obviously, as a young coach, sharp and into it and all that stuff. But to sit down with him back in the spring and see where his mind was at as far as his vision and plan for an offense, and then to see that start to unfold through the spring and now, it's been neat, and I'm very happy for him and happy for us that we have him because you know, he makes a difference on our side of the ball, obviously with the way things are structured and everything that we do. And so it's fun working for Flip and just what we're trying to do as far as the quarterback position, his attention to detail for an older guy like myself or for a young guy like Johnny, puts us in position to be successful, and that's good.
I've never seen a team get the coverage they want more often on their shot plays than the Browns are right now. What is going on with that? It seems like every time you guys want it, You get what you want, and then you execute.
Yeah, that's all on Flip. That's just a feel, Flip, and the collection of coaches, that are giving him feedback during the game, from the guys up top to the guys on the sideline and the players too, and I think that's what makes Flip good, is because he's taking input from anybody. Hey, what's going on here? What are you seeing? And then he has the wherewithal to be poised enough to make that call at the right time. And so, like I said, as a quarterback, you just play in it and I feel like, especially he and I, we're really getting into a rhythm of when a call comes in, I know exactly what his thought process is for this. Let's get the ball down the field on this one, or this could go down the field, but let's be smart with this one. So that's critical, and playing at a high level for a quarterback is to be on the same page with the coordinator, and we're getting there with that.
All right, so that relationship with Flip started a long time ago, and it's blossoming now. Your relationship with Gary Barnidge started a long time ago.
Yeah.
It is blossoming now. Leads the NFL, leads all tight ends in receiving over the last 3 weeks, second only to Rob Gronkowski by 1 yard on the season in tight end receiving yards, doing things that nobody has done in a Browns uniform since Ozzie Newsome. What's going on with you and Big Play Gare?
Big Play Gare, yeah. I think there's just a comfort level. I saw him when he first came in the league, and we would have these with John Fox back then, we would have 8 plays a day of competition, just ones versus ones and two versus twos. No scout team, no cards, just straight up. And so Gary was running with the twos most of the time, so he was with me because I was backing up Jake DeLome. And so I just always trusted him from way back then. I thought he was a heck of a player, has a unique skill set for his height and his speed. He's deceptive and he's got a big catch radius, catches it wherever it's at, including his feet.
That's right.
And so I'm glad I'm on the team with Gary, because when you find yourself in a situation, especially on third downs and stuff like that, and you have to have a go-to guy or somebody that you feel like can go even in tight man coverage and win that matchup, that's huge for an offense, and Gary's been able to do that for us.
Yes, he has. All right, let's talk about the touchdowns yesterday. You had 3 of them, 2 via air, 1 on the ground, and you hadn't run much since the week 1 against the Jets. What was going through your mind when you saw the open field and decided, hey, I'm going to go in there and nobody's going to hit me this time?
Yeah, exactly that. I took off running and I was trying to process as fast as I could, okay, if somebody shows up, I got to slide. We got to be smart here.
Yeah.
There was green grass there and room to go, and so took off and was able to get it in the end zone. It was a unique play because it was kind of a they check we check type of thing. They were showed us pressure, and so we got to a little more solid protection, and they checked out of it, and so I knew it was with the clock running down, we couldn't necessarily get back out of it. So I knew it was going to be tight because they had, more guys in coverage than we had out in the route. So I kind of checked a couple things, saw Hartline get mugged in the end zone, and then took off. And so fortunately was able to get it in.
And you certainly did. So that was 1. Passing the football, 2 touchdowns. Let's start with the one to Gary Barnidge, because it seemed like you said, all right, I see Big Play Gare out there. I'm just going to throw it up and see what he can do. Was that just part of the trust that you have with him at this point?
Yes, absolutely. We had a play previous in the red zone, kind of a similar play. And I knew, I told him, I said, hey, if you get man-to-man, I'm coming to you. Well, in that particular instance, they brought all-out pressure. And Duke was coming underneath, and I was just going to give Duke the ball. But as I looked at Duke, I felt the guy that was on Gary, because the guy Duke was uncovered, I felt the guy that was on Gary start to take a step up. And I thought, okay, he's coming up to cover Duke because he thinks I'm throwing it to Duke. And so I said, I'm just going to pop it up to Gary because he might be back there by himself.
Sure.
And that guy runs up. And so the guy kind of – he came up, but then he stopped and recovered on Gary and was able to contest the throw. But Gary made a great catch. I ran up to him and was, hey, man, did you catch it? And he goes, yeah, just not with my hands, And so it was a cool moment and huge momentum swing for us.
It was a great catch. Now, let me ask you, because I know you play hoops too. When you shoot a 3, you watch it in the air and you're like, oh, that one's going in. That ball's in the air, what's going through your mind as a quarterback? Because you knew at that point you saw he was back there. So it was going to be like one-on-one, get the ball.
Exactly. Well, so for me, it was all out pressure. So I saw that at the snap and just backpedaled as fast as I could to buy as much time. And I threw it off my back foot, got hit and went down. And then the crowd, I don't think anybody knew. So, usually it's a loud cheer or total silence. And it was kind of in between. So I'm kind of trying to figure out, what just happened? And I think Greco running, and he's got his arms up signaling touchdown. And And so that's when I ran up to Gary and asked him, you know, that's when I asked him, you know, did you catch it? And he goes, yeah. And so, yeah, that's all I'm thinking is, hey, it's one-on-one. I trust Gary. It's all out pressure. So, you know, the fear of like a ball getting tipped or batted up and picked is gone because you know that there's no free safety back there.
Sure.
It's cover zero. So we're able to pop the ball up. And like I said, Gary, he really is the one that made all that happen.
That was a great play. I was right there. I was screaming at the refs. I'm like, he caught it. Touchdown. I can't believe they got it right. That's
yes.
surprising more than anything.
Exactly. That's a hats off to them because that's obviously a very tough call to make.
Absolutely. All right, let's go to the last touchdown to Isaiah Crowell. And by the way, doing a great job getting the backs incorporated each of the last 2 weeks. So it looked like they played a cover three. It looked like you wanted to go to Hawk first.
Yeah.
And then came back once they dropped into cover.
Yeah, we brought Hawk in motion. We had a route combination working on that side. And I really thought we were going to get Hawk really quick. And if not, then Travis right behind him and man, they really pushed the coverage to that side. And so just, you know, Kevin O'Connell hammering to me all the time about, you know, the progressions and the reads and getting the ball out and finding our backs. And it's something we talked about in the spring early on is the backs are going to be involved in this passing game. And for us to be efficient and any good passing game, is the backs are going to be heavily involved. And so it was just a product of that, just working through my progressions. Crow did a good job of understanding protection, getting back out and being available. We talk about that all the time. We need you in protection, but when your guy doesn't show up, you got to get out. You got to be available for us because, you know, sometimes coverage is there and you need an outlet. So Crow did a great job of processing through that. He's getting better and better at that, which is very encouraging. And then obviously, you know, it was just a little short throw from me. Crow made an unbelievable play, you know, to catch and carry and get in the end zone. And so that gives you confidence that, you know what, you never know what can happen. We've seen in the last 2 weeks, you know, out in San Diego as well with him, is if you get the ball in these backs' hands, Flip talked about just put it in play. Just get it in play and see what happens. These guys are going to make plays.
Yeah, talk about Duke Johnson and Crow, just kind of what they've meant the last 2 weeks. You know, these guys are big parts of what you're doing, and they've had some chunk plays on those short ones.
Well, when those guys are playing like that, and at the quarterback position, you can trust that they're gonna make those plays. It for both Flip and I, it opens up the play sheet a little bit because you can call things knowing that, you know what, if it's not open downfield, we're gonna get it to the backs, and we got a good chance of getting some yards here. So that's the biggest thing that those guys have meant to our offense the last few weeks, is just their availability to show up, catch balls, and make plays. It frees us up to call different plays, do different things, knowing that if it's not there, we can get to the backs and those guys can make plays for us.
All right, I know we want to savor this one, but in the NFL, it keeps going. How much are you looking forward to the challenge of the Denver Broncos defense that's playing at a very high level against an offense that's playing at a very high level?
You're exactly right. It's going to be a big challenge. These guys, they're really tough on defense. It starts with their front. We'll have eyes on them and know where Von Miller's at all time because he can be so disruptive. And, you know, his ability to be disruptive helps those guys on the back end. Not that they need help. I mean, Aqib Talib, these guys are good players. And so we're going to have our hands full. But as we do every week, we'll come in, we'll prepare, and Flip and the guys will put a great game plan together for us. And we'll do our part to practice and get ready to execute it.
Congrats on the record, but most importantly, congrats on the win.
Thank you.
You got it.
That's Browns quarterback Josh McCown getting set to do battle with the number one ranked defense in the National Football League of the Denver Broncos this Sunday at First Energy Stadium. When we come back, we'll open up the phone lines once again, 216-578-0850 here. Zagur and Wilhelm on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.